Vav. Yeah. Today's daf is Chavav and Nida, and we're on the last two words of Chavav on the base. Yesterday we discussed what the point is of the Chiddush in Sandal, that it's considered to be a Vlad. If anyway, hello, ain Sandal below Vlad. There's going to be a Vlad there anyway, so what's an afkamina whether the Sandal is a Vlad or not? We had various halachas of sandals. Yesterday we spoke about what's the Kiddush in our circuit, where it's Nagaya that didn't have Tumas Leida. We said that Nafkamina would be before Shkia or after Shkia, or if maybe the Vlad that was with it was a Zohar, and the sandal was a Sofer Bekeva. So obviously that changes the halacha. How about asks the Gemara, the sandal that's non Gabi Bechoras, Lamayokasa? Because over there it says in Gabi Bechora that if a woman miscarries a sandal, then the child after the birth of the sandal is a bechor, not the coin, obviously, but only a bechor l'nachala. Being as we've established that a sandal always has another vlad with it, what's the chiddush? I mean, obviously, there was a vlad here even if the sandal hadn't been the bechor. At this point, the Gemara assumes that when it says in the Mishnah, bo acharav, it means the next birth. In other words, a year later, whatever, it's years later. Answers the Gemara, sandal, the tzan got over there, is lebo'ach harav in the same later. That's the point. In other words, if the sandal came first, and then came now the vlad shel kayoma, you shouldn't think that the vlad shel kayoma is a bechor, because the sandal is already a vlad that was peter rechem, and the male of pater, the next one, from the din of bechor lekayim. How about the Bechor, the din of sandal, the Tznan Gabe Krisis? So we had earlier that there's a chiyuv of carbon for the lade of the sandal. What's Kiddush? I mean, there's always going to be a vlad anyway at this lade. So what's, who cares? I can cover, I have to bring a carbon or your lettuce for that vlad. So it's an afkamina if the sandal is a vlad or not. So don't reproach it. The answer is she'im teled vlad der dofen the sandal der grechem the maisi korban a sandal. The Kiddush is that if the vlad was delivered by Caesarian, and therefore the mother is not considered to be a yoledes, she's not chayev as a korban for a birth through a Caesarian, but then she has a regular delivery of a sandal, she brings a korban on the sandal. Still have to know that Kiddush. And how about according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds at Yotzi Derev Dolphin Vlad Ma'ayahu that even a Caesarian is considered to be a normal birth and she would have to bring a korban. So what's the Kiddush in saying that the sandal is a vlad? She has to bring a korban anyway for the vlad, whether it's Yotzi Derev Dolphin or whether it's Yotzi normally. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Kiddush is, I'll tell you, let's say that this woman is not Jewish, and she gives birth to her vlad while she's a goya. It's a very modern woman, and she's delivering her baby in the mikvah already. I mean, it's one of these, you know, delivery in water things. And then she ducks her head in after she has her first baby, which she was a goya for. She's tevelis in the mikveh, and now she has the sandal. So then, she would be a Jewess for the sandal. You have to know that she's chayeves now as carbon and two months later for as a Yisraelis. So she has a sandal la'achash in his gaira. The Kiddush would be the maisi carbon a sandal. Now, the Rabbanan were saying over these Tirutzim to Rav Papa, and they didn't like them. Because they tainted me, Isnu La'ani Shinuye. These Tirutzim over here don't really make any sense, because they're all predicated on the sandal. Thank you. On the sandal and the vlad being separable. So, in other words, it's possible to have time between one and the other. So if for the first one she was a goya, the second one she's Jewish, or for the the first one was b'chorin for this, and so on. So the problem is that it says b'feirish that kishatanya and the brayse kishen yotzin en yotzin ala kruchin, that these sandal and the vlad come out together, wrapped in each other, because that was the whole reason that the vlad became a sandal, was because it was crushed. Mm-hmm. So it's crushed onto the real vlad. So all of these terutzim that you said don't really make any sense, because you can't have this distinction between them. How is she going to be miskayeres between them? How is it going to be a bo'acharov in the sitzad a bo'acharov? It's the same later. So something is strange over here. So Rav Papa said, I'll tell you how to understand it. Om Rav Papa, Shmami Nav, since Lamaisa it says, I mean, what are we going to do? It says Beferish in the Mishnah, the Din of Sandal, Lagabe, the Chiyuv, the Korban we had earlier. We'll have to learn that the Pshat is like, the only way we can understand it is Alzgeris, right? Or by Bechor. Same thing. Said the Bat Kamina, as if the sandal came first. It's not possible for the sandal to come first. I have a pshat. It is possible. The thing is like this. Even though it says michrich karchle, blad the sandal, that they come out together, it doesn't mean that they come out together in the sense that they're at the same level. Actually, the head of the vlad, mishalchif le klapireshe, what happens over here is that the korech le vlad le sandal apalgin, the head of the vlad has crushed the sandal and is at the level of its navel, pressing into it, it's turned it into a sandal, pushing it upwards. Now, the case, therefore, you're right that they're connected to each other. However, the case is possible to have a din of leda of the vlad first, like for the Lagabi the carbon, while she was a goya. Obviously, if this is a standard delivery, the head of the real vlad will come out first. And that is considered to be a leda as soon as the head comes out. So at that point, she was still a non-Jew. She's not chayavis. Now she goes to the mikvah, and the sandal comes out. And at that point, she's chayavis because of the birth of the sandal.
But when is the sandal? A week later?
No, not a week later. They're attached at the same time. You were busy bringing me tea, and you didn't hear the case. The case was that this was a very modern Gioris. So she decided to have her baby as she was being mitgayeret in the mikveh. So she went to one of these new hospitals where they deliver babies in the mikveh. So, I mean, once already you have the water deliveries, you might as well go all the way and have a mikveh delivery. Take care of all the problems at once, you know. So there, they were Yotzi Derech Roshayim, was a normal delivery. The sandal comes now afterwards. Yogabe Krisus. So what do you have over here? So let's say by Bechoreis, what do we need a case? By Bechor, we need a case where the sandal comes out first, right? Because we need for the sandal to... Now, since the vlad's head is at the navel of the sandal, if they're in a standard delivery, the sandal comes out first. Okay, at that point, she's already a pet terech. Now she doesn't have a bechor. Continues the birth onwards, out comes the vlad. The vlad at that point is not a bechor lekayim, because the sandal was always pet terech rechem. In the gioris, the krisis situation, you have a breach delivery. Over there, the vlad is delivered first. Okay? So if you're on shiyatsu, let's do the cases inside. So gabi b'chareis kigon shiyatsu derech roshehem the sandal kodim enofi. You have a delivery, normal delivery for b'chor, the sandal comes out first. Gabi krisu shiyatsu derech margilosehem The Vlad comes out first while she's a Goya. She's now in the mikveh. She becomes a Jewess, and now the sandal comes out. And at that point, the Chiddush is that she's chayavis and a carbon for the sandal. Everybody's happy with this. I thought you guys would ask the obvious question.
What carbon is she?
Are you Levis?
Yeah.
I thought you would all jump on me to ask me the obvious question. How could she possibly go to the mikveh? She has a chatzitza. She's got a sandal sticking half in and half out. Huh? Why not?
It's
certainly not in its normal place.
You said the prose door of a woman was different than a cow. But still like part of the entity.
They're attached. The Kruchim's episode. How is it possible to have a case where you won't have something that's now blocking the entrance of the water to the Beit HaRachem? Maisa, this Gemara leads to all kinds of very serious considerations, such as, is the din of chatzitza on the miut, which is a drabonah, was it said l'gabi agiyaris? Is there b'chalal a din? It's still got to be tyra with a b'chadish din. If it's a din, is there really a halacha that there has to be in the other time? We say that even base astari. We're talking about over here base astari. Usually the vagina is not a place that you have to get water into, but we say it has to be royal with the espine, even though you don't need to get water into it. Okay, but maybe that's not a din l'gabi giur. Maybe that's only a drabana. That halacha. Yeah. And even if it's a chatzitza b'drabanan, but she becomes a giyaris b'diraisa. And so on, there's various issues. But it certainly is a problem that l'chari have a chatzitza.
Part of her body, does that become b'drabanan?
Yeah, but no. It's no longer. Now she's already in the process of birth.
It's still part of her. Connected to her body.
The other child is blocking it also. The kruchim. You have the feet of the other child. It's another person on top of her.
Even if she was in the water first?
Yeah, she's in the water. She wasn't Tavelis until after the first child was born. So now you have the feet of the first child are inside of her still. The area where the sandal is coral.
Yeah, but I think if she was in the water before either of them came out, then she can get some
sort of left. What's not mean?
Trying to see if there was possible.
No. Omer of Papa. So therefore, Titus Rav Papa again. Shmamin amichra chorich leid v'ad the sandal apalge mishalchif l'klapi reishay. Therefore, by bechor we could be talking about. Turn that off. By bechor we're talking about a regular delivery, and there the sandal comes out first. Pater's the mother. Gabe krisis we're talking about a breech delivery where the vlad comes out first, and there she's a goya. Now comes out the sandal, and there she's a Jewess. Ravuna batachlifa mishmeda rav amar. You do not have to conclude the Rav Papa conclusion over here. That when it says Michrach Korech, that the sandal is only, basically that the Vlad is halfway down the sandal. Even if you want to say, Afil Teme Bitzum Tzamim, that the Vlad and the sandal are literally pressed one into the other, it still works out fine. As long as you do it in the other direction. And you say like this, Epoch Shmaitz, the Gabi Bechorot it's talking about, that it was a breech delivery. So over there, the Vlad, a Vlad is a living entity. It doesn't just slide out of the mother. And it's also, it gets caught. So it's sorich, below nafil. It has like parts that hold on, so to speak. It doesn't just fall right out of its mother. The sandal, the less lefiyuse, is sorich v'nafil. The sandal, however, is crushed, has no chias, and it just slides right out. So over there, the sandal part will be poteach the rechen, pater the bechor. Gabi krisus, shiyatz derech roshehem. On the other hand, legabi, the din of the giyoret, you start now a birth. You're saying, okay, but the head of the sandal is at the same place that the head of the vlad is, so what's the difference? Ah, but the head of the sandal doesn't go according to a head. because it's not a line. The sandal is a nafel. A nafel doesn't have the chashivas of the head being a lady. So therefore, when the head of the real Vlad came out, it was already born while she was a goya. Then she goes to the mikveh. The rest of the sandal comes out, now you have rov. It's only at that point that the sandal is considered to be born, because a nafel, you go according to rov. And therefore, she's now chayevus a korban as a Jewess for the lady of the sandal. And that way, you don't have to have the chiddush of Rav Papa necessarily, who forces the brisa and saying mikra korach, that it means at some point, halfway down on the sandal, the head of the uber is crushed into it. Therefore, Vladis becha yusuf in enough agreshe havi leda. The sandal is only considered to be leda at the point where it's had enough agrube. And therefore, the whole sugya makes perfectly good sense.
I want to ask you about the roi here, because even by shkita, when you need a roi, we say
even by what I
mean, by shkita, when you need a roi, we say there's a shkita that even mitchivasa.
You're saying yeshul shkita mitchila vatsayif is what you're referring
to. Right. So you can say here also about the roi, even the robe.
Yeah. It's really not negir. Yeshua shechita mitchila v'atzov is not negir concept of Yeshua later mitchila v'atzov.
You can't say
even with the rabbi, you can't say. It's a
din in the maisa shechita, the din of shechita.
Shilya babayis habayis tamei. Finally, we get to our sugya of Shilya. And we've learned a number of times already. We had it before in Bechiras. We have it over here. And we explained many times, Lo Sha Shilya Vlad, Ela Sha'en Shilya Velo Vlad. So again, even though the Lashon and all of the Rishonim is that the Shilya is essentially the sack in which the Uber is Munach, there's no question from the Tiur of Shilya that the Chazal include the placenta and the sack that is always attached, basically. Usually the amniotic sac will tear and just come out and look like part of the placenta. But the two together are called, in modern Hebrew, the placenta is called the shilya. So that it's not a contradiction. So the entire expelled material that comes after the leda is the placenta together with the placental sac. So if such a thing is found in a bias, the bias is tummy. There's definitely a Vlad here, and the Vlad is metami like a mace. Losha Shilya Vlad, I mean, a placenta is not considered to be a living being. It's an organ. Elisha Ein Shilya below Vlad. There's no, the body does not manufacture this organ unless there's a Vlad that it has to nourish. That's what it is, basically, the Shilya. And therefore, there's got to be a Vlad here. You don't see it, so you don't see it. Rav Shimon says, who's to say that there's an extent Vlad? Maybe there was a Vlad, and the Vlad basically was crushed, ended up becoming now liquefied in the mother. It's now mixed together with blood and with all the other products of birth, and it's bottle barrel, so there's nothing left of it. And therefore, it's amatame in the bias either, so it remains a suffix. Nimo ka Vlad achelo yatsa. Fact is, you didn't find the Vlad. So we're going to say that the Vlad is here somewhere. Or you're also made that something as terrible has happened. Okay, so if that's the case, you could say it's botel also. Tana Rabbanan, shilya. Obviously, it's important for these halachas to be able to identify what a shilya is, right? Lagabe ketinim over here that we've had. That a shilya is considered to be a leda, legabe tume, you have to assume there was a leda. Legabe the din we just had about tyrus, you have to assume that there's a mace in the house and so on. For all of these halakas, it's necessary to identify halakically what a shilya, what is called a shilya, the halakha. So Tana Rabbanan, shilya tchilata doma l'chut shel orev, v'sofa doma keturmus, v'chalula kechatzotzeret. Ve'en shilya pchuta mitefach. If you're going to identify a shilya, then you have to find a part of it that is very small. All of this is a tube. In other words, it has to be chalala. But what you're looking for at the beginning of it, and it's a place where it's connected now, it looks like a chut shel arev. That's basically the umbilicus. In other words, it's very thin. or if it's a thicker thread, but it's still a thread, and it continues to develop until it's the thickness, like a turmus. You've seen those turmusim. Yeah, they sell them, the Druzim sell them all the time. It's like a pole mitzri. It's a type of beam. It's large, though. These are the minimum sizes that we would consider to be a shulya that has a vlad in it that is going to be mitame. And it's chalulat echatzotzeret. It's like a trumpet. In other words, what you're looking at, you have to be able to open it up, obviously, because the vlad was in it and attached to this. And now, if it's less than a tefach long, you're not talking about a shulya over here. I mean, it may be, technically speaking, a placenta, I'm not saying. But remember that we need to have a vlad that has sias in order to be metame, and this is not considered, l'gabi those dinim, to be a placenta. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, shulya doma l'kurkav an shel tarnagolim, she'adakin yotzi mimena. Most of the Rishonim seem to learn that he's giving a different shear. The shear is not keturmus. The shear is the width of a kurkavan of a bird. However, lamaisa, anybody who's seen a shulya, can tell you that this is the way a shulya looks. It looks like a kurkavan, sheltana golem, that has pieces sticking out of it, at the back in a yotzimimena. So he could just be describing what a shulya looks as sitting now, you know.
From a size point of view? Or a...
No, I'm saying, the Rishonim learned that it's nogea size. It has to be a shear of it. It's a machlok is exactly talking about the thickness, you're talking about the, you know, the on the top, and he's substituting for turmas. I'm saying, but it's this strange comparison is a comparison of looks, because adak and yetzimi menu is also what you have in a shulya. You have all of these little pieces sticking out of it. So memela, he could be using this as a description as well. Tanya, maybe Oshia, Zira de Menchavraya. We had this back in Chulin, remember? Maflokas, whether Chavrai is the name of a place, or as Rashi learns, the guys. It was the youngest of the group, the Chabura. So he was the youngest of the group, Moshia, who was Zira in Chavrai. Tosus learns it's the name of a place. Chamisha Shiurin Tefach. There's five things that have a shear of a Tefach. We just mentioned one of them is a Shilya. The Elohim. Shilya. Shofar, we're going to go through each one of them. Shidra, the dolphin of a sukkah, and the Azov. Let's go through them. The Shulya, we just said it, for the Amorim. Shofar, the Tanya Kami Yehi Shiur Shofar, Pirish Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kidei Shiyol Chazeno Biyado, V'yeira'el Lekan Lekan. It has to be enough. You hold it in your hand, and the shofar will stick out on either side, which is a tefach. Why? Because a tefach consists really of four etzbos that are the thickness of your thumb. But your real hand doesn't have all thumbs, except some people, you know. But usually it's not all thumbs. So when you hold the shofar, Lamaitre, you're holding with fingers, not with thumbs. So there's going to be a little bit of the shofar that sticks out on either side. Remember the Rabbeinu Gershon learns this back in Sukkah, that it means that it should stick out on either side of tefach. So it's tefach here, tefach here, tefach in the middle, which is a whole different shear. We don't pass that way. But anyway, it's interesting that the Rush says, the Gabi Shofar, that the reason that this is true is because otherwise it looks like you're being tokea into your hand.
Who would do that?
There's nothing there. Which is mash, but he holds that it's only a shear de Rabbanan, not a shear de Yoraisa. It's clear Tosis brings a raya from this list that all of these things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai shiur. There's some utaina that we find places where reasons are given also for halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay. It's an interesting point. Anyway, that's the shiur of shofar. The other case that we have was the case of a lulav. Shidra. What is that? Shidra Mayin, Domra Parnachom, Reb Yochanan. It's not referring to the spine of a mace, which is what you would think. It's referring to the spine of a lulav. The Shidra Shalulav Tzor Sheyotze Min Hadas Tefach. The top of the lulav, which is not only the top, but the top, meaning the top of the Shidra. Remember that the lulav has a spine out of which all of the branches branch. And once they stop branching out of it, they still keep going up, but the Shidra ends at the point where there's no longer any branching out of it. So you can have a lulav that may keep going up for quite a while. That's not Bashir. Bashir is the Shidra of the lulav. Has to be higher than the Hadas by a Tefach. So therefore, we mention it in terms of Shidra, not in lulav. Otherwise, people get confused. They measure their lulav. It's not the lulav. It's then in the Shidra of the lulav. Sukkah. What's the dolphin sukkah? The Tanya. Shtayim kilchatam shlishit afilu tefach. The third wall of a sukkah, halacha l'meishah misinai, can be only a tefach wide. That's another shir of a tefach. Ezov. Of course, ezov comes in a number of different varieties. You have the ezov of a mitzvah. You have the ezov of the srefas hapora that you throw in an ezov. You have an ezov that you use to sprinkle the pora, the mei nida, on a tamei mace. Rich. In all of these cases, the shir of that ezov is a tefach. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Dorish Shila. Ish kvar timrosa, tlas masnisa v'tarte shmaitzitza shiura tefach. You've got actually three prices and two shmaitzitzas where the shear is a tefach. Huh? Tarte, I understand. There is no shmaitzah. The only case of the shmaitzah is the case of the shidur of the lulav. Yeah, all these other cases, it said tanya, right? The only one that didn't say Tanya is Omer Reb Yochanan Shidro Shalula. Omar is a Shmaitza, something that an Amora says over. A Tanya is a Braitza that comes from the Tanaim. So where do you get, I didn't see any two Shmaitzas. Omer Abaya, sorry. Yeah, there's a mistake here in our listing, actually. The mistake is that we mentioned Rebbe Chia as if it was a Braitza. And that's a mistake. It should have said, Omar Rebbe Chia Ezov Tefach. Because remember that Rebbe Chia was the transition between the Tanoim and the Amoraim. There are times, we've seen this a number of times, there are times when Rebbe Chia says things on his own, and Megabe that, he was speaking as an Amora. We call that a Shmaitzisa. And there are times when he speaks as a Tana. And he's saying over something that is meant to be given over as a brisa. And then we say, Tani, Rebbe Chia. That's why he was basically the tremendous Mechadish of the brisas to try to complete the time of the Tanaim after Rebbe's Mishnah with all of the brisas that are Masbir, the Mishnayas. We said this over accidentally as a Tani Rebbe Chia. But the Etzim, it was an Omar Rebbe Chia. Now, you say these are the only cases that we have of a tefach. There's lots of other cases, and it's not only these five cases. The suleka, I mean, I'll bring you plenty of other cases. How about the case of tefach al tefach al rum tefach meruba mibiyat atuma v'kotzitz bifnei atuma? We know an oral hames has to be a tefach by a tefach and a tefach high above the mace. That's the shear of an oral mace. How come you didn't mention that? We're talking about one-dimensional tefachim, not two-dimensional tefachim. Certainly not three-dimensional tefachim. So tefach, kamrina, tefach, al tefach, lo kamrina. That's a more complicated shear. We're not talking about, fine. How about this case? Even hayotzei min ha-tanur tefach. U'min ha-kira shalosh etzba'ot. It's called a chibur. We know that ovens are made with a little handle on the side so that they can be moved. The halacha is, remember that a yad of a kli is considered to be an extension of that kli, and it's maybe tuma, it's motzi tuma, it becomes now a handle to tuma as well. If it's too long, then it becomes part of the countertop. Let's say you have an oven that has a built-in shelf on either side. That shelf is not considered to be a handle to the oven. The shelf is considered to be its own area. So what is the shear by which we measure the difference between a handle and a countertop? You buy this very modern oven, it's got now built-in countertop on the edge. If you hold the oven with that, will it be maybe 2 minutes to the oven? Or if the oven is tummy, will it be metameyu? If it's a counter, no. If it's a handle, yes. The shear of a handle is a tefach. Beyond that, it's already a countertop. Same thing for an oven top, a kira. So for a kira, the shear would be a three etzbos. Okay. But, I mean, still we have a tefach for the oven. No. Wait a minute. We're talking about a tefach where a tefach represents the minimum shear. You're talking about a tefach where the tefach represents the maximum shear. That's not what we're talking about. Kika Amina, we were saying heka the butts here be tefach lo chazi. We're talking about where less than a tefach would be insufficient, but in this case, less than a tefach would be even better, right? So over here, the tefach is not the shear. Tefach is the maximum beyond which you can't have a shear. That's not what we're talking about at all. Okay. How about Aika Tanure Bonot Tefach? How about the din of Fisher Price Tanurim? Fisher Price Tanurim are a shear of a tefach. These are real working tanurim that you use in a toy kitchen. You know, nowadays they sell them with little bulbs in them, to warm up. Yeah, they sell them to us still tonight. Yeah. So, Fisher Price won't sell them. But if you got a good insurance policy, you shouldn't sell these things. But it's Chinese stuff. So the toy tanurim, the shear over there is for tuma, is the shear of a tefach. The Tanya, a regular tanur, tchilato arba'a, regular tanur has to be four tanurim high. Four tvachim high. I don't know, Richie, I'm not sure who's more asleep this morning. Sorry, four tvachim high. And even if it's broken, shiurav, the shear over here, if you have a large tanur, and you break that tanur, if you have four tvachim left, it's still a tanur. It's not going to lose its tuma. Or according to others, lose its ability to be makabel tuma. Divrei Meir. The Chachamim say, oh no, this is dafka, a full-size tanur. Bamed var mamur begadol. Avud bekatan, when you're talking about a toy tanur, tchilato kolshu, even a kolshu, we'll see what that kolshu means. Mishit tigamer melachto, when it's completed, the manufacturing process, I don't care what the size is. Vishiyarav berubo, and if it's broken, if most of it is still left, it has a shame tanur not to lose its tuma. The kama kosher, we explained over there, what do they mean if it can't be kosher? I mean, a tiny tanur is not going to really work. It's just like a model. Omrabyanai tefach. The shear of a toy is ken osin tanure banot tefach. They make working tanurim for kids the size of a tefach. So that, why don't we mention this shear in the list of tefachim? Because Beplukta lokomari. Look, this is a machlokas. This is a machlokas where the man of Chachamim. We're not interested in getting into every case where, according to some man the Omar, there's a tefach. We want to state absolute halachas, and nobody's going to come along and say, "Oh, now why'd you say that?" Actually, Rabbi Meir argues. Okay, fine. I won't say that. I'm going to get myself into trouble. I'll stick to absolutes. So there's five cases where we find the brises, not including Shmaitzes, or Mishnayas, that there is where there's no machlokas.
Is this for just for the case that the
Omer Shmosh most of the time. Okay, by the way, Hashtada Dita Lahachi, I mean, now that you've told me you don't want to talk about a machlokas, that would explain already why we didn't want to talk about the case of the tefach that sticks out, the gabi, the countertop, Shaila. Even if you didn't like my answer before that we're talking about minimum size, and that's the case of maximum size, actually it's a simpler answer, because the truth is that itself is a machlokas, because Rav Yehuda said over there, it's not true. The shear of tefach was only said, lomer tefach elamin ha-tanur v'lakotel. It's not true that a tefach that sticks out on the side is a shear. The shear of a tefach was only said where there's a backing to a tanur. And since the tanur needs to have an area where it could be pushed. You don't want something sticking out too far. Tefach from the wall, that's fine. You generally build something, actually, to protect the wall and keep the oven a bit away from the wall. But you don't want it in the middle of your kitchen. So if it's more than a tefach, then it's omed v'katzeitz. It's going to be removed because people generally want to put their tanur closer to the wall. And therefore, that was the shear, but it's not a shear legabe yad for the sides. Okay, so if that's the case, then we're certainly not going to mention it anyway, because the machlok is rabbi nechach chomi. Element of tanur v'lakoto. Well, wait a minute. Tefach is actually the best tefach is written in the Torah of Beferish. Only one place. It says Beferish in a pasuk to have a tefach. And that's the misgeret on the shulchan. It says the misgeret is a tefach. So how about that? Why didn't you list that? Why you can misgeret tefach? Come on, psukim, I don't have to tell you. I mean, b'kasvini lokamairi, I'm talking about things where we needed a pirish and a brisa. I didn't come to tell you over psukim from the chumash. Okay, how about the kaporis? The kaporis is a tefach, and it doesn't say a shear of tefach. It'd be doiresh, the shear of the kaporis, to learn it out that it's a tefach. So how about over there? And that's because b'kachim lo kamarit. I'm giving you a list of secular items. Nah, I'm coming to tell you, Kalim, the Beis Hamikdash. That's not my business right now.
The Ezev not considered really kosher, I guess.
No, yeah, secular
use. The Ezev is used. It's not
right,
borderline.
Borderline, yeah. That's a good way to put it. How about the din of a korah, legabe Erev? Can you carry in a mohri? That depends. If you have a korah on top, that becomes a siman to be mati or mavui that doesn't have a door in it. And that has to be a minimum shear of a tefach. Has to be wide enough to be a tefach. Ha'ika daya lekorashi rechavat tefach. Come on, that's only drabbanon lokamari. So I'm not talking about rabbanons, okay? I'm talking about something that is ksivan, where the thing appears in the Torah, but lo mefarshi shiurayah doesn't say beferish the shiur in the Torah, and it's secular, and there wasn't a shmaitza. Now we got it straight. Okay, now you understand why I said there's five. It's obvious. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
I can't complain today. Shkayach. Yosef of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Martha kameid Rav Kahana. V'Yosef v'k'omar, there was Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel sitting with Rav Kahana, just explaining Omer of Yunam Rav, kol shlosha yamim arishonim tolim et ashiyah bivlad mikan ve'elech hoshishin levlad acher. If, let's say, this woman gives birth, 3 days later she expels a shiyah. Does that mean there was another vlad? No. But after 3 days, then already you have to be choshish, there was another vlad, and that this shilya is being metami with another vlad. This is not the shilya of the first leda. That shilya was lost, you didn't notice it. And this is the shilya of another vlad, and the vlad you didn't notice. Amale. So he said to him, huh? Rav couldn't have said that. Me, I'm a Rav, hachi. So Rav said, and when you have a multiple delivery, it doesn't take a lot of time between one and the other fetus. And here you're saying, what, 3 days later? Ishtit. He didn't respond to him, Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, so he said, oh, wait a minute. I think I maybe could figure it out. Dilma kanda nefel kanda ben kayama. Maybe there's a nafkamina between a nefel, so an eina vlad misake vachachavero. That's where you have a real delivery of viable fetuses. But maybe when it comes to a nefel, then in fact you can have, if there's a real viable fetus, okay, that could come out later. Omar Le says, oh, smarty. At Armitush might say to Rav, oh, so I need you now to explain to me what Rav said, huh? Rav said that, according to this, how Rashi understands it. So in other words, originally, he didn't bother answering him. It was so evident what the difference was. So he says, you think you're explaining Rav? Rav, the finish on my Rav, okay, that's what he said. He pilad nefel. That if you have a hapala, you're boarded now something. And then now, 3 days later, he pilad shilya. Okay. Koshul shayamim tolim et ashilya vavlad. Mikan v'yele koshul vavlad acher. But Yolda, she had a full-term child. Achakaki pilad shilya. I don't care how long that shulya takes to come out. And 10 days later, I feel like I'm not a yoni. Ain choshishin levlad acher, you have no chashash that there was another blood over here. Now this is very often found, this formula. You're mefarish back to the Rav, the Farish Rav said this. Rashi learns that it's an attack, meaning, I didn't even bother answering you. Tosus learns that it's a statement. Oi! I forgot. And you figured it out on your own. That's so stupid. I should have remembered that Rav said that. Of course that's the pshat. It's not, we don't have to grasp at an explanation. So according to Tosis, the ishtik was because he didn't know. Gee, that's a good point. Ishtik, I don't know. According to Rashi, what an idiot. You're going to bother answering him even. So then when he comes up with the teretz, he's like, no, I need you to give me terutzim. Now, after Rav was Nifter, Rav Yehuda, who was Rav's star Talmud, came to learn by Shmuel. And Shmuel was once sitting together with other Talmidim of Rav, and Rav Yehuda, who was the star, had become a Talmud of Shmuel. So Shmuel, Talmidei de Rav, and Rav Yehuda were sitting down. We're talking. Cholim v'yazer Rav Yosef v'reid Rav Menashe midvil le'apayim. And Bali Vyasi. Now here comes along, barreling his way along, Rabbi Yossi Bereda Ben Menashe Ben Gvil, and they did not like the way he was barreling along. Bali is the same lashon we have before, Bali Didvi, chased away the flies. So you get a beautiful image of this kid's running along, you know, vroom, vroom, vroom. It's sort of not very mechubad to the people that were sitting there, Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda and so on. So they were a little upset with him. So they said, okay, let's get him. All right, he says, Omar, Asilam Gava, there are minele begila de chitasa. Here comes a guy that you can take a little straw of a chita, meaning takes nothing to bowl him over. Mirme, you can ask him a question, matcha, you push him away and he's dead. Let's get him. So meanwhile he arrives, while they have this whole plan in effect. So Shmuel says to him, so tell me something. Mayomer Rav b'shilya. You know any halachas that Rav said, he was a Talmud of Rav. Tell me halacha Rav said about a shilya. Rav said, ain't tohen es ha-shilya ala b'davar shel kayama. That a shilya, you can only explain with a actual viable fetus. Meaning, it doesn't necessarily mean that the fetus as is had to be viable, but it can't be one of those things that we said before that wasn't roi lebris shmon or lebrias neshama, is the other lashon. Let's say the guf atun, all of those cases that we had, that the ima is not considered to be leida, to be tmeya leida. If it's not considered to be tmeya leida, then it's not enough of an explanation of what the shilya is doing here. And therefore, now there's a machlokas rishonim. And therefore, says Rashi, if the shilya is delivered not together with this nefel, you have to be chayish for another vlad, because if the shilya was part of this nefel, it would all have come out together. There's not enough separate chiyas in this nefel that would have detached and come out separately and so on. However, according to the Rambam and quite a few other Rishonim, what Rav is saying is you would not have had a proper formation of a placenta with a type of thing that is not roi lebrias neshama anyway. So therefore, a shilya bichlal you cannot assume is that even though you know you identify now a product that has come out with this shilya, and you say to yourself, why should I be chayish if this woman is tmeya leida? I found the fetus. It was a total mutation, couldn't possibly have lived, and so on and so forth. Therefore, she's not Tamei Leida. No! This Shilya cannot be explained by that kind of fetus. You're going to have to assume that there was another fetus here that maybe was viable, and that that Shilya was part of. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to be Samech on it. Forget about 3 days. Afilu b'yibizmanu, you wouldn't be able to be Samech on it. So this is a very important halacha, not kamina halacha mamish. I mean, a lot of the Peskim get into this particular question. So, okay, the two ways of learning this sukkis. Shailinu Shmuel chol tamidei de Rav. So Shmuel was pretty shocked by that because he had never heard that shot from Rav. So he took three, looks around at all the other Talmidim that are there. You heard that? They all said it's true. Varm le'achim. Boy, was he mad. I mean, you hear Rabbi Yehuda saying, Rabbi Yehuda's a star Talmud. They're talking about this guy who's coming along puffing away and he's the idiot. And how come you never said this? This is such an important halacha. So, other chazi, Rabbi Yehuda, bishas. He gave him a look, man, to put him through the floor. Oh, yeah, right. This is the idiot. I'm not going to say who the idiot is, I think. Boy, when Rabbi Yosef and Shaul, actually, I think this, we'll wait already. This is like a longer. Okay.